And you know, it's unusual for a girl my age in high school that had never dated a boy by herself. I didn't know what to talk about. I sat there and cried. He cried too. We both cried because we didn't have anybody to date with anymore. Isn't that unusual? Oh boy.
Tell me some about your parents, where they were born and their education and the work they did.
Well, my mother was born in Alabama.
Mm-hmm. Do you know where?
Randolph County, I think. And they moved to Tennessee, and they lived down there on a farm by Shoal Creek. And her mother died when she was 11 years old while they were living there. And that's where my mother learned to swim. They had a canoe, and there was a chain fastened to it, you know, to fasten it up when they weren't using it. So she went down to Shoal Creek by herself. Just 10, I think she was 10 when she learned to swim. And she would get in this canoe, and then she'd get out in the water, and then she'd climb out and hold on that chain and let it drift down the creek. And that's the way she told me she learned how to swim. And when they were young, you know, the square dancing was my father lived here all his life, and he was born in Lawrenceburg, but his folks moved here when he was 4 years old, and he lived here all his life. He lived to be 92. My mama lived to be 88, and they were both people that nobody was ever, everybody that knew anything about them, ever got to be with them, liked them and respected them. They were that type of people. People had great respect for them. They looked up to them as real, honest to goodness Christian people. And no matter who came here, rich or poor, they were treated just the same. They didn't they didn't look up to people. They didn't look down on people. You know what I mean? They looked at people as people, and they appreciated people. And the young people that were planning to get married, lots of them would come to Mom and Papa for advice. Mama could entertain children, young people, middle-aged people, old people. My mama was a talker, too, and she could entertain any age. My father didn't do so much talking. He read, and all our family have read. I guess you can look around and see all these books and things all over the place. Our family has, all our family have a good education. And
how far do you think they got in school? Or do you know?
My father, he finished college.
Oh, really?
And he was a surveyor at one time when he was, he did a lot of surveying for people, and he taught school. Well, now my mother didn't have she didn't get to go to high school, but she read. You know, you can get a pretty good education by reading, and she was smart. She knew she had lots of good common sense, as I call it. You know, about anything, really. Now, Mama and Papa had learned from their parents. No, Papa learned from his grandmother. About herbs, you know. And how to doctor people. And Papa, when he was a boy, he went with his grandmother. My great-grandmother. Into the forest.